The Crepe Nut Flake program, coming to you from the Marine base at Camp Pendleton, California, and starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Dennis Day, Rochester, and yours truly, Don Wilson. How your grocer smiles as he hands you a big 12-ounce economy-sized package of delicious, toasty brown Grape Nut Flakes? That's because grand-tasting, nourishing Grape Nut Flakes are not rations. You can have all you want. And then you feel pleased as you carry your Grape Nut Flakes home, thinking of all the marvelous whole-grain nourishment your folks will get in each crisp, tempting bowlful. The same way your husband will feel when he samples the amazing goodness of Grape Nut Flakes. As sweet as a nut, malty richness that's wide awake, lip-smacking, swell. Yes, Grape Nut Flakes bring you more smiles per mouthful. So, for a round of smiles at your home tomorrow, make it Grape Nut Flakes all around the table. Played by the orchestra. And now, ladies and gentlemen, from the Marine base at Camp Pendleton, California, we bring you our two-fisted master of ceremonies.
Well,
a man who has been known to chin himself 10 times before he could pull down the handle on a slot machine, Jack Benny.
Thank you. Hello again, this is Jack Benny, who never played a slot machine in his life, talking. And Don, I may be a little flabby now, but when I was the age of these boys in our audience, I was as tough and physically fit as any one of them. Why, when I was 17 years old, I worked a whole summer at a lumber camp in the North Woods.
Lumber camp in the North Woods? Were you a lumberjack jerk?
What?
I said, were you a lumberjack jerk?
a lumberjack jerk?
Well, I can't say were you a lumberjack jack. It doesn't sound right.
All right, then why don't you say was I a lumberjerk jack?
But jerk, there's no such thing as a lumberjerk.
Look, John, let's start over. When I was 17 years old, I worked in a lumber camp in the North Woods.
Were you a lumberjack, John?
John, that's right. No, that's better. No, Don, I wasn't.
Well, were you a stripper, a man who used the bark from the mighty monarchs of the forest?
No, I wasn't, Don.
Well, did you ride the logs down the river and break up jams by sheer brute strength?
No, I didn't, Don. No.
Well, what was your job in the camp?
I used to go around with a needle and remove slivers from the lumberjack's finger. Oh, at the end of the day, I'd be exhausted, you know?
Exhausted from removing slivers?
Well, that wasn't the only job I had, Don. I was also a BBR.
What's that?
A baby bird remover. You see, before any tree could be cut down, I had to climb up in the branches and remove all the little baby birds from the nest.
Oh, I see. Then you'd climb back down the tree with the birds in your arms.
No, I didn't carry them in my arms. You see, Don, just as I got up to the nest, I'd whistle like a mother robin, and all the little birds would jump into the can of worms which I had tied on top of my head. I'll never forget the day I was attacked by an infuriated woodpecker.
A woodpecker? Was she mad?
I think so. She tapped out, "I hate you," in Morse code on the back of my neck. And they have sharp feet. Oh, hello, Mary.
Hi, Jack. Don, what are you shooting the breeze about?
shooting the breeze. Well, Mary, I see you're using some marine slang. Where'd you pick it up?
Well, I met a couple of Liberty hounds who were on the beach at Oceanside. At Oceanside last night, and we all went to a restaurant for a cup of Joe with sidearms.
Oh, I get it. You met a couple of Marines on leave and had coffee with them. You know, that lingo is nothing new to me. I used to talk like that when I was a Marine during the First World War.
Oh, pardon me, Jack, but weren't you a sailor during the World War?
Oh, yes, yes.
He was a Marine during the Spanish-American War.
Mary, it so happens that during the Spanish-American War, I was just a bashful kid hiding behind my mother's apron.
But they came and got you, and in you went.
That you're making up, you know. But while we're on the subject of Marines, Mary, let me tell you something. If I wasn't 2 years over the age limit, I'd join tomorrow. Of course, 7 weeks in boot camp might be a little tough on me.
7 weeks?
Yeah.
7 minutes in boot camp, and you die with your boots on.
Oh, I could stand it. Say, any man who has spent as much time as I have in the lumber camps in the North Woods has got to be tough.
Oh, go sit in a bird's nest.
I didn't sit in a bird's nest. I rescued the egg. Well, if it isn't the knucklehead kid. Hello, Dennis.
Hello, Mr. Benny. What's all the chin music about?
Chin music? Where'd you get hold of that marine lingo, Dennis?
I know all of it.
You do?
Yeah, get this. Last night I bumped into a couple of Liberty hounds on the beach at Oceanside, and we bought a bottle of red lead and got cockeyed.
Dennis, red lead happens to be ketchup. Now, how could you get cockeyed on ketchup?
I'm about the only guy I know that can do it.
Oh, boy, what an imagination.
I'd get a bang out of mustard, too, but it's habit forming.
But it's what, Dennis?
It's habit forming.
Oh. Well, Dennis, before you go on another binge, how about singing a song for the boys?
Okay, but I didn't get a chance to rehearse this morning. The orchestra didn't show up.
Oh, so the orchestra didn't show up. Where's that Phil Harris? Oh, Phil, were you calling me your GI headache? That I don't see here at all. Yes, come on over here, Phil. Come on. Say, Phil, Dennis tells me that you and your orchestra boys didn't show up for rehearsal this morning. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Like Paul Revere said at Bunker Hill, I cannot tell a lie.
Phil, Paul Revere didn't say that. It was George Washington.
Well, you used to knock around with them guys. I got to read about them.
Now, look, don't evade the issue. Why didn't you and your boys show up for rehearsal this morning?
We didn't hear the bugle.
Now, cut that out. I want the truth.
Well, it's like this, Jackson. Me and the boys went down to Tijuana last night on a goodwill mission.
I see. Continue.
Well, it was pretty hot down there, and some of the boys got thirsty. So I said, well, let's go in this drugstore here and get a tall, refreshing glass of water.
Uh-huh.
So I speak a little Spanish myself, you know? So I said to the guy, I said, give us all a glass of tequila. That's water, you know. Bonapro.
Water? Phil, for your information, tequila is an intoxicating beverage.
Well, bless my soul.
Now, Phil, what happened after you drank that tequila?
Well, let's see. You know, it's hard to patch your stuff together, Jack.
Well, concentrate. What happened?
Well, now, let me see. Now, after we left the drugstore, we followed a beautiful Mexican dame to her home, and I sang some songs under her balcony.
Well,
did you ever get smacked right in the kisser with a tamale?
No, but so much for romance south of the border. Well, let's have your song, Dennis. Oh, by the way, kid, I saw that, Dennis, I saw that movie you just made, Powers Girl, and you were swell. I watched you all through the picture.
Thank you.
Well, that's Benny for you. A picture full of beautiful models, and he can't take his eyes off the tenor.
Quiet. Go ahead and sing, Dennis.
Had sent him a letter, and his sister sent a sweater, but he wanted something much better before it was sailing away. All his buddies were there with their sweethearts, all around him with their sweethearts. Now he'd never had any sweetheart, so over and over he fell. In my arms, in my arms, and I'm never gonna get a girl in my arms, in my arms, in my arms. And I'm never gonna get a bundle of charms. Comes the dawn, I'll be gone. I just gotta have a honey holding me tight. You can keep your knitting and your purling. If I'm gonna go to Berlin, give me a girl in my arms tonight. In my arms, in my arms. And I'm never gonna get a girl in my arms. In my arms. In my arms, and I'm never gonna get a bundle of time. Comes the dawn, I'll be gone, and I thank you for the many letters you'll write. As for something nice and cute and female, I'll never find her in the female. Give me a girl in my arms tonight. Comes the dawn, I'll be gone, and though every little parting gift suits me right, thank you very kindly, Mr. Benny, but you can keep your lucky penny. Give me a girl in my arms tonight. Give me a girl in my arms
by Dennis Day, and very good, Dennis. I'm sure all the Marines here enjoyed it very much. And now, ladies and gentlemen...
Oh, by the way, Jack, as long as we're here at Camp Pendleton, I have a story I'd like to tell you about a young man who wanted to join the Marines.
Is it a true story, Don? I mean, is it believable?
Oh, yes. It happened to a friend of mine, Homer B. Leavable.
Oh. I say, tell us the story, Don.
Well, Mr. Leavable was a young man, 17 years of age, who wanted to join the Marines.
Oh.
So, one morning, Homer went to a Marine recruiting station and, to his dismay, found that he was 12 ounces underweight. So, he was rejected.
12 ounces underweight? Too bad.
However, Homer was undaunted. He went home, rushed into the kitchen, and ate a whole 12-ounce economy-sized package of toasty brown sweet as a nut Quaker flakes.
Paper and all?
No, he put them in the bowl.
Go ahead.
Well, that very same day, he went back to the recruiting office, and the doctor said, "Congratulations, young man, you've made the weight."
And he got in the Marines?
No, the added weight gave him flat feet.
Was tough luck. Very good, Don. And now, ladies and gentlemen, say, Mary, do you think that was a true story?
Sure, lots of people have flat feet. Look at yours.
Mary, I haven't got flat feet.
Go on, your footprints in the sand have fooled many a duck hunter.
There's very little buckshot in my bathing suit, Miss Livingston. It was those water wings that fooled them. Man. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for our feature attraction tonight, we are offering a very unusual play. About 200 years ago, on the very site of this Marine base, Camp Pendleton, there was a great Mexican ranch known as the Rancho Santa Margarita. So this evening, we would like to show you what life was like on a typical rancho in those early days. In other words, our sketch will take you back 200 years.
And don't think we haven't got the jokes for it.
You're crabbing everything. Inasmuch as I am the only member, Chuck Reisner won't like it, inasmuch as I am the only member of our cast who speaks Spanish, I will play the part of a wealthy landowner, Don Jose Benet.
I speak Spanish, Mr. Benny.
You do? Now, the part of my daughter...
Si yo conocía una vez, señorita, me enseñó a hablar a señor y comer enchiladas también.
Yes, sir. Now, the part of my daughter...
What did Dennis say to you, Jack? What's he talking about?
I don't know.
But you said you spoke Spanish.
I speak it, but I don't understand it. Now, the part of my daughter...
Bueno, señor Benedigo, usted algo, estoy ansioso.
Bonus notches, Dennis. Bonus notches. Now, the part of my daughter... I can't speak Spanish, eh? Now, the part of my daughter, Conchita Rosita Margarita Pepita Benet, will be played by Mary Livingston. Bill Harris will be a Yankee salesman. And Don...
Yes, Jack?
To make the rancho authentic, you're playing the part of a herd of cattle. So, pin these 500 tails on your pants and let's get going. Now, this play will be presented immediately after a band number by Phil Harris. How about it, Phil?
Well, I'd like to, Jackson, but we didn't have no chance to rehearse and it'll sound ragged.
What?
You know, it won't be my usual smooth, dreamy style.
Dreamy? Phil, just because people close their eyes when they hear you play, don't let it go to your head. Now, let's have it. Wait a minute, I'll take it. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Benny, this is Rochester.
Now, listen, Rochester, when you left Los Angeles last night, I told you to be here for the program today. Now, where are you?
Well, a friend of mine offered to drive me to Camp Pendleton, but on the way down, we got a flat tire.
I see. Between Los Angeles and Camp Pendleton, you had a flat tire. Where are you calling from?
Tijuana.
Tijuana?
Tijuana, come down here or should I come up there?
Now you come up here. Now let me ask you something, Rochester. In driving from Los Angeles to Camp Pendleton, how could you possibly get to Tijuana, which is 50 miles south of here?
Well.
Well, what?
Well, boss.
Well, boss, what?
Are you well, boss?
Yes, I'm well. Now, Rochester, I want the truth. You went down to Tijuana for a good time, didn't you?
Oh, no, boss. All I have since I've been here is a couple of glasses of buttermilk.
Buttermilk, eh? Are you sure that wasn't tequila you drank?
It could be. My cigars lit at both ends.
I thought so. Now, listen, Rochester. I want you to get right over here to Camp Pendleton. I promise these boys you'll do a song for them.
Okay, I'll be there.
Good. Did you bring your music with you?
It's right on my hip, boss. I wrapped a bottle of buttermilk in it.
Well, see you later. Goodbye. Don't worry, fellas. He'll be here, and I'll have him do a song for you.
Dr. Season Tijuana now. He can't possibly get here in time for the program.
This is radio, kid. Wake up. Bonehead Notches. Play for
thank you.
That was "You're Driving Me Crazy," played by Phil Harris in the orchestra. Now for our play about life on the Rancho 200 years ago. Now remember, Mary, you're going to be my daughter. Phil, you're the Yankee salesman. And Don, you're a herd of cattle.
How many heads?
Just one head, Don. Like I told you, 500 tails. All right, let's get going.
What about me, Mr. Benny? Am I going to be in the play?
Oh, yes, yes. Pardon me, kid. Dennis, you're going to be my daughter's sweetheart, Don Deniso Dopo. So here we go to the Rancho Benet. Curtain. Music. Ah, Don Jose Benet. I am one lucky man. I have beautiful daughter. I have beautiful Rancho. And 500 head of beautiful cattle. They are so big, so fat. I think I will send them to market soon.
No! No!
Okay, I wait. Ah, here come my little daughter, Conchita, Rosita, Marquita, Pepita, Lolita, Juanita, Benet.
Ah, my papa, Don Jose Benet, with a lousy toupee.
Conchita, my darling, I have good news for you. Tomorrow you marry Don Deniso Dopo, big tortilla man from Tijuana.
But I have never seen this Don Dopo. He's a stranger to me.
After the wedding, you will get acquainted. Don Deniso Dopo make fine husband, Conchita. Marry him, and you will have 5, maybe 10, maybe 15 children.
Boys or girls?
Mix them up. Mix them up. Mix them up, that's all. Then it is settled. Ah, here comes Don Dopo from the depot. Ah, he stopped quick. Come in. Ah, Don Dopo, did you have nice treats?
Yes, yes.
Come here, Don Dopo. I would like to present to you to my daughter, Conchita, Rosita, Marquita, Pepita, Lolita, Juanita, Patuta, Patita, Patuta, Benet. You like her, yes?
Oh, yes, yes. Es por un día del momento de tenerla en mis brazos.
You understand what he said, Conchita?
Only the whistle.
I must talk with Don Dopo alone, Conchita. So go in the kitchen and put kettle on.
But I'm already wearing sombrero.
Put kettle on stove, not on head. Now scramble.
Oh, you mean I should take tea powder?
Yes. Now, Don Dopo, we talk business. If you marry my daughter, I give you 50 cow.
Only 50 cow? If I marry Don Pedro Alvarez's daughter, he give me 50 cow and throw in the bull.
But I am not throwing the bull. I really give you 50 cows. You will marry Conchita, Rosita, Marquita, Pepita, Lolita, Juanita, Benita, Benet tomorrow. And your brother Pancho, he will be best man.
But my brother Pancho is dead. He was killed by a weasel.
How could a man be killed by a little weasel?
He was standing on the track. The train came along and he did not hear the weasel.
That is one big joke. I am laughing.
Even Pancho went to pieces.
Anyway, if he settles, you will marry my daughter tomorrow. Now, if you will help me, I will call her in. Oh, Conchita, Rosita, Marquita, Pepita, Lolita, take it.
Juanita, Anita, Francita, Galita, take it.
Sosalita, Belita, Benet. Will you come in here, please?
Were you all calling me all?
We're south of the border, sir. It is settled, my daughter. Tomorrow we will have wedding, and you will marry Don Dopo.
But I do not love this Dopo. I love Gringo.
What Gringo?
Phil with the curly Harris.
Ah, Phil Harris. Last week, he mixed up program with Ad Lee. Yes.
Who is this Gringo? I will kill him.
Be careful, Don Dopo. Phil Harris is one tough hombre. He is big man.
I got no care for him. I no care if he is twice my big and three times my heavy. I kill him.
Here he come now, my Americano.
Must be same horse. He is coming into the house. Don Dopo, what are you doing with that knife?
I got hang nails.
My lover, my sweetheart.
Oh, Conchita, Rosita, Marquita, Pepita, Lolita, Juanita, Anita, Benita, Princita, Carlita, Belita, Margarita, Benet, I love you.
Who do you love?
I'm not going through that again, sister. Now listen to me, gringo. I do not care how much you love my daughter. I have promised her to Don Doe.
And don't forget those 50 cows.
You will get them.
But, Papa, I love Americano.
I do not care. Listen, gringo. I give you just 3 to leave this rancho.
Look out, Phil. He's got a gun.
You're on my side. All right, gringo. I am going to count 3, and if you do not leave, I will shoot. Uno. Dos. Darn it, I forgot the Spanish word for 3. I don't care. I shoot you anyway. Miss me. And I will shoot Don Dopo. He's closer.
Miss me too?
Well, I know one thing I cannot miss. Well, see down, everybody. We will have steak for dinner. And now, fellas, here's Rochester all ready to sing Taking a Chance on Love from a Zoo Pictures Cabin in the Sky.
Here I go again. I hear those trumpets blow again. All aflow again. Taking a chance on love. Here I ride again. About to take that ride again. Starry-eyed again. Taking a chance on love. I thought the heart was rainbow. I never would try. But now I'm taking the game of and take the heart high. On the ball again, I'm riding for a fall again. I'm gonna give my all again, taking a chance on love. Now I'm wading in again. I'm leading with my chin again. I'm starting out to win again. Taking a chance on love.
Ladies and gentlemen, the United States has a job to do. We're marching together to win a bitter struggle. And to win this war of the United States of America, that means you and me and everybody in this nation must be strong, clear-headed, wide-awake, healthy. That is why our government is spending so much time and money and effort to see that every American eats to win, so that he can work to win this war. We must all get a nourishing, well-balanced diet. Therefore, our government urges us to eat the basic 7 foods every day, as outlined in Uncle Sam's nutrition program. We're proud that cereals, whole grain or restored, are one of the 7 basic foods. We're proud that delicious unraisin Grape Nut Flakes is a whole grain cereal member of the basic 7. And we're proud to cooperate in urging our fellow Americans to start tomorrow with this firm resolve, every day from now on, I'll eat the basic 7.
Next week, Gardner Field, California. Good night, folks.
Since the Marine Corps does not endorse any product, this broadcast is not intended as an endorsement of our product by the Marine Corps.